Surprise, surprise. This week marks the 50th anniversary of WMFO, and we're going to be celebrating this all through this episode of In You All Along here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio, for 50 years in your ears.
Play till dawn. No. into your eyes. You turn on, you listen. It's only you in disguise.
It's just the price you have. Well, happy birthday.
Especially if today is your birthday. If you are perhaps Abraham Lincoln or Aaron, the kid that lived up from the street from me when I was a kid, or my friend John Santoro from high school. All of you, happy birthday. But I really meant happy birthday to WMFO. WMFO, which turned 50 years old just this past Saturday, February 6th. And you may say, well, Pete, how come you didn't say anything when you had a show on Friday, February 5th? And I would say, get off my case, man. I'm trying the best I can down here. Jeez. But the truth is, we didn't actually know. Nobody was really aware of the fact that it was our 50th birthday here until we got a voicemail here at the station. And for all of you that don't know, during these pre-recorded shows like you're listening to right now, if you call the station at 855-915-9636, it goes straight to a voicemail, which then gets emailed out to every DJ that's on right now, on the schedule. So, you know, no personal messages, please. You know who you are. Anyway. And so, yeah, we got a message from a Tufts alum who told us he was there on February 6, 1971 at noon when the station went live. Here, take a listen for yourself.
Just wanted to say hello and happy 50th anniversary to WMFO. This is Bill Buff Maureen, liberal arts, class of 73, and I was there at 12 noon on February 6, 1971, when WMFO FM went on the air. 10 watts of power and a circular antenna atop Curtis Hall. Anyway, just wanted to be remembered on this 50th anniversary and hope everybody at WMFO is doing well. Take care.
Pretty amazing stuff. And thank you very much to Bill, or Buff, I guess, as he now or then goes by, for calling in and letting us know. So that's why we're having all the radio songs here. And I should quickly tell you what those radio songs you've been listening have been. Most recently, Stars Like Ours, local favorites with their song Radio from 2016's A Million Ways to Exit. Prior to that, we heard from the Bay City Rollers with their song Turn on the Radio from their 1979 album Elevator. Before that, of course, we heard from David Bowie. Never enough David Bowie, ever, with DJ from his 1979 album Lodger. And we opened up the set, of course, with the same thing you're hearing behind me right now, which is Steely Dan's FM No Static at All from 1978's soundtrack to the movie FM, which I still have not seen. Anyway, plenty of time for that. Plenty of time. But until then, so many great radio songs coming up. Beginning with one that I'm stealing from one of our best known and loved shows here on the station. From one of our most beloved figures here in WMFO history. That tells a little story all about a little place called WMFO.
That's the way to do it.
Kasich.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, pick a picture.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go
to one day we're going to control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all.
Then we got ourselves a manager.
His name was Ian.
Who said we'd have to get ourselves a girl
singer.
Hey, I said my girlfriend could do the job.
Oh no.
And we wouldn't have to pay her much.
Happy and we're smiling 'cause we're on college.
Thank you.
You getting the radio vibe yet? For those of you who just tuned in, this week we had the 50th anniversary of WMFO, the 50th anniversary of WMFO going live in 1971. There was, in fact, a station here at at Curtis Hall here I'm trying to think of what this place is called because I haven't actually been there in a long time. Tufts University, that's the one. And WTUR had a history of its own, and you can read about it on the WMFO website about page. But it came to an end when some enterprising students looking to increase the range and power of WMFO connected some cables to the Boston and Maine railroad tracks out back, today's Lowell line of the MBTA commuter rail, and used the tracks as an extensive linear antenna, which apparently swamped all kinds of signals north and south, near and far, and brought a swift and firm revocation of license from the FCC. So there was a year there of regrouping and reformation and repent and all that stuff. Now we promise to be good. The only crimes we commit are against good taste here. But not in this past set where we just heard from Gilberto Gil with Esa é pra chocar no radio, which is, I guess, Portuguese for this is for playing on the radio. And that's from his 1975 album, Re Fazenda. Prior to that, we heard from The Selector with their single from 1979 called On My Radio. Before that, we heard from The Bombastics, a band that I used to love to go to see in the early 90s back in the Northampton area, kind of on the fringe of the ska sound there, and as so many bands were in Massachusetts in the early 90s. That was their song College Radio from their album Try This Live from 1993. And we opened up that set with the only song I know about WMFO, specifically the Ballad of WMFO, which is the Mikey D theme song from On the Town with Mikey D, which is heard here every Wednesday night, our focused on local music showcase roundup type of show. So many of our shows here, including this one, involve a lot of local music, and we really do pride ourselves on being part of the scene here, on nurturing local music and helping folks out that are friends and are parts of the community here. We love it. If you guys listening are local musicians and you haven't gotten in touch, please reach right out, facebook.com/inyoualalong or inyoualalong@gmail.com. Send me your music. It'll get played. Anyway, speaking of music to get played, we got more music, local and beyond, coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I listen for you every night, you know. I'm in the attic with my radio, turning knobs just like some space now.
Try to turn off your radio, but the way- Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see you.
Hey! voices. These are the voices. These are the voices. This is a test of emergency broadcast. This is only a test. This is only a test. This is only a test. These are the voices of modern industry. This is the music that brings us together. These are the buttons that start the emotion. Continue the motion, the motion, the motion. This is the music behind the machine. These are the voices of modern industry. These are the voices, these are the voices.
Schiegebon Monday Day.
Brandy Hindley.
Between the Hun. Du Stickies Man.
Demon Inga.
Kidded. Stoken.
We rebuke you. KUSA, hallelujah. KILB, that is kill. Hey, can I get an amen? You have KSA. 3 months ago, there weren't enough masks. We were desperately sourcing from all over the world. People were making face coverings from scarves and bits of fabric. Now there are plenty of masks, but some people don't want to wear them. Come on, mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, that is it. That is the 50th anniversary of WMFO edition of In You All Along, on which you just heard from Runner and the Thermodynamics with their song Power Lines from 2015, which was all over the radio then, but gives you the wrong message where they say, just say no to the radio. I like to think that that's kind of a forbidden fruit type of thing. You know, when they say just say no, it just makes you want it more, right? Before that, we heard from Fishbone from their 1985 self-titled EP. That was their song, which is inexplicably titled question mark, and then in parentheses, Modern Industry. Definitely a radio song through and through. Before that, we heard from XTC with Radios in Motion from 1980s White Music. Before that, oh, we had in there a special. We're very proud that we have Mary Wilson of the Supremes, who we lost this week, doing a station ID for us from back in 2014, I believe. Very proud to have her uttering our call letters. Thank you, and we'll miss you, Mary. Before that, we heard from the New Frustrations with their song Radio Generation from 2016's album Debacle. And we opened up that set with Sidewalk Driver with their song Radio from 2009's album For All the Boys and Girls. And that is going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Here's to another 50 years that starts today. Stay tuned for more pre-programmed, pre-recorded canned radio coming up next, right here.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier.